You didn't get the job, the relationship ended, the project you poured months into got canceled. That hollow, heavy feeling that follows, that's disappointment. And here's what's surprising. Your brain processes that feeling using some of the same neural circuitry it uses for physical pain. That's not a metaphor. That's why it genuinely hurts. Researchers studying decision-making describe disappointment as a response to what they call a negative reward prediction error, the gap between what your brain predicted would happen and what actually did. The bigger that gap, the sharper the sting. Think of it like a rubber band. You stretch it between two points, what you expected and what you got. The further apart those points are, the more tension you feel when reality snaps back. That tension is the expectation gap, and it defines the intensity of your emotional response. Research confirms this directly. The larger the mismatch between expectation and result, the greater the potential for disappointment. Here's what makes this powerful, Dell. The same outcome can feel completely different depending on what you anticipated going in. A B- devastates the student who expected an A. It delights the one who feared failing. The outcome is identical. The expectation is everything. Now, knowing this changes what you should actually do first when disappointment hits. Most people ask, "What happened?" That's the wrong starting question. The more useful question is, "What did I expect to happen?" This is what researchers call an expectation audit, and it's where the real data lives. When you examine your expectations honestly, you can start separating two very different things: what you could control, meaning your effort and preparation, and what you couldn't, meaning the outcome itself. This distinction matters enormously. Disappointment often feels like evidence that you failed as a person. It isn't. It's evidence of a misalignment between your prediction and reality. That's not a character flaw. That's information. And there's one more thing worth knowing here, Dell. Research shows that people don't automatically revise their expectations after being proven wrong. Instead, they often minimize the disconfirming evidence or go searching for proof that their original expectation was right. Recognizing that tendency in yourself is half the battle. The key idea now is what you do with that information. Disappointment isn't just a feeling that passes. It actively shapes future behavior. In one experimental study, participants who experienced disappointing outcomes reduced their expectations about reciprocity from strangers in later interactions. Disappointment can make you more cautious, sometimes more guarded than the situation actually warrants. That's why processing it deliberately matters. The tool with the strongest research backing is cognitive reappraisal, changing the meaning you attach to an event. And remember, reappraisal is not pretending the disappointing thing was secretly great. That's denial. Reappraisal means genuinely reconsidering what the event means. For example, instead of "I failed," the reframe becomes "I now have accurate data about this gap between my expectations and this outcome." Studies show that instructed reappraisal, deliberately choosing to reframe, reduces negative emotion more effectively than simply letting feelings run their course. Brain imaging research backs this up. Reappraisal reduces activity in emotion processing regions, like the amygdala, and engages the prefrontal areas responsible for cognitive control. You are literally changing how your brain handles the signal. The takeaway from all of this is clean and worth holding on to. Disappointment is not a verdict on who you are. It is a measurement. It tells you the distance between what you expected and what occurred, and that distance is data, not damage. Disappointment also reveals something important. You cared. You had a real expectation, which means you had a real investment. That's not weakness. The path forward isn't to stop expecting things or to lower every bar preemptively. It's to audit your expectations honestly, separate effort from outcome, and use reappraisal to change the meaning, not the memory, of what happened. Disappointment is not a failure of character, Dell. It is a misalignment of expectations, and misalignments, once identified, can be corrected.